Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's ESPN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. It is Tuesday, the 29th day of March, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Nigel Farage, a member of the European Union Parliament, joining us, who has excoriated the head of the EU, Herman Van Rompuy, for just back in December, just 3.5 months ago, hanging out with Muammar Gaddafi. And the fact that the West has armed Gaddafi, obviously we've seen Obama's speech, the media is hailing Obama and the administration as the ones that initiated the rebels, which is actually true. The rebels are Al-Qaeda led, just like they used Al-Qaeda against the Serbs, just like they used Al-Qaeda against the Russians, just like they used Al-Qaeda against the American people, so they could destroy the republic and try to take all of our liberties, stealing them away as fast as they can and converting our once free republic to this panopticon police state. So that is all coming up after the break. Then when Nigel Farage leaves us at the bottom of the hour, I will shift into the biggest news. And I am, of course, proud of the fact that we had this out in the Western media first yesterday at prisonplanet.com. Meltdown, plutonium found in soil and the water as well at Fukushima as cover-up continues. Steve Watson, that was out at noon yesterday. Deadly radioactive water leaking into soil and the ocean. It was in the Japanese news, but they hadn't made a big deal out of it yet. Well, now today, AFP, Associated Press, Japan on maximum alert over nuclear plant. Japan said today it is on maximum alert over a crippled nuclear plant where highly radioactive water, 100,000 times safe levels, has halted repair work. It's so deadly that if you spend 5 hours in there, you get 5,000 millisieverts, which the Washington Post reported will kill very quickly roughly half the people that come in contact with it. It's so radioactive that if you get around it for 5 hours, you got a 50-50 chance of it killing you in just a few days or weeks. And obviously those that survive are going to have big problems. So they've had to halt repair work there. You've got five of the six reactors that have either exploded or been on fire or are still smoking. And this is pretty much out of the news now. You see some reportage on it, but it's like, oh, that's in Japan. What are we worried about? And we have these reactors built by the same people, General Electric, 23 of the exact same MOX Mark I reactors alone. The earthquake and tsunami that ravaged Japan's northeast coast left around 28,000 dead or missing, also knocked out reactor cooling systems at the Fukushima plant, which has leaked radiation into the air and sea. The prime minister conceded the situation at the coastal atomic power station remained unpredictable and pledged his government would tackle the problem while in a state of maximum alert. Maximum alert. So they're in maximum crisis right now. And a stopgap measure to contain the crisis at the plant, which they haven't contained. Crews have poured thousands of tons of water onto the reactors where fuel rods are thought to have partially melted. That happened 2 weeks ago. And topped up pools of spent fuel rods. But the runoff of the operation is accumulated in the basements of the turbine rooms connected to three reactors and filled up tunnels, making it too risky for workers to go near the repair cooling systems needed to stabilize the plant. You saw all those giant explosions. We told you a week and a half ago when they were trying to get power back in there. You saw those huge mushroom clouds and explosions. Fox News is still rolling footage of the plant before it ever had a problem. Like, oh, look, it's happy. Birds are tweeting and singing. The place is a complete disaster zone with hundreds of thousands of spent fuel rods thrown all over the place. Radioactive plutonium-laced water and uranium-laced water. A bunch of other isotopes running into the ocean and the aquifer under it. It's just absolute bedlam. We'll go to Libya when we come back.
Sore throat?
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the surveys were made in Texas as to whether it should leave the Union and become an independent nation? It was taken after Governor Rick Perry said Texas might have to leave the United States because of Obama's illegal socialization of America. Republicans, Democrats, and independents answered the questionnaire, as well as private citizens. 6.1 million said Texas would be better off by leaving the United States. We'd like to help you understand these world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Japan has now announced via their prime minister maximum alert, uranium, plutonium getting in to the groundwater supply, 100,000 times safe levels, 1,000 millisieverts an hour, 5 hours of that, the Washington Post radiologist expert reported, will roughly kill half the people within just a few weeks that come in contact with it. Just amazing information that's coming up at the end of our interview with Nigel Farage, a British politician, former leader of the UK Independence Party, current member of the European Union Parliament, from Southeast England. UKIP.org is the UK Independence Party website. It's kind of like the Ron Paul version of the anti-New World Order crowd over in England. Great folks. And Nigel Farage, I noticed last week, excoriated Herman Van Rompuy. We're going to play a clip of that coming up. The head of the EU for back in December, holding hands and hugging on Muammar Gaddafi. And we've seen countless other European and American politicians over there saying he was our gallant little ally the last 6 years after former British Prime Minister at the time, Tony Blair, made deals with him. It's now in the London Telegraph, Associated Press, New York Times that, yes, the main contingent attacking Gaddafi from the east is al-Qaeda. But it's the good al-Qaeda, we're told, and if you're not for al-Qaeda now, you're anti-freedom. So just absolutely amazing, and to break this down from the European Union perspective on the heels of Barack Obama's speech, the Washington Post, hailing Obama for basically quietly initiating the rebels and giving them the green light. British SAS on the ground, we now learn, for over a month. It is confirmed 2,200 Marines preparing to ground invade, but it's not a war. It's kinetic military action, and if it's a ground invasion, it's part of a humanitarian assistance. So this is not a war, Nigel Farage, is it?
I'm afraid it could well be a war. You know, we've started something here. We've no idea where it's going to end. I mean, this idea that Gaddafi's a bad man. Look, Gaddafi's been a bad man for 42 years. But as you quite rightly say, 6 years ago, Mr. Blair went and hugged him, and Mr. Berlusconi's been to meet him as well, and our British commissioner in Europe, Peter Mandelson, went pheasant shooting with his son. I mean, we welcomed this guy in to the fold. We treated him as a friend and an ally. And as recently as December, the president of the European Union was there, you know, holding hands and being all matey with him. And now we're being told, and Herman Van Rompuy and the British government and the French government are saying, this is all about regime change. We've got to get rid of Gaddafi, and we are actively, militarily supporting the rebels without having had a clue from the start who the rebels are or what their motivations are. Now, if this is for humanitarian reasons, who is to say that if the rebels get to Tripoli, that they won't massacre Gaddafi's people? I mean, I just think we've got into something here. We haven't thought it through. It's not part of a bigger North African and Middle East strategy, and I seriously regret our actions so far.
Well, it's confirmed that they lied and said through the British Foreign Ministry that he'd run to Venezuela to destabilize. It's confirmed that he didn't run to Zimbabwe. It's confirmed that he was not strafing crowds of people, and they were actually armed groups. But we're not saying Gaddafi's a good guy. The point here is we've been told a lot of lies. And as you pointed out, mainline, even BBC, has admitted that the rebels in the East are just grabbing people and lining them up and shooting their political enemies. And so this whole line about, oh, we've got to do this for humanitarian reasons, what's the real reason? You're in the EU Parliament. I mean, is this about a political distraction from what's happening?
Well, you've got to remember that as far as the European Union's concerned, we are in very, very deep crisis over here. Already in the space of the last year, we've had to bail out Greece, whose presence in the euro wasn't working. We've had to bail out the Irish, and we are within days, I would suspect, of having to bail out Portugal, with the bigger worry that the Spanish economy, which is about seven times the size of the Irish one, may need bailing out too. We're literally running out of money in the European Union to keep this crazy single currency project going. And I think it's been, all through the years, you know, a marvellous thing for leaders when they're in real trouble and when public support is waning to head off and have foreign military adventures. And so I do see this, as much as anything else, as a diversionary tactic, as an attempt to whip up jingoistic support for our boys going into Libya and doing the right thing. And initially, they appeared to have got away with it. I suspect, as you say, because they were telling us a pack of lies. But now, I mean, so much so, when the British Parliament, when the House of Commons had a vote on this, only 13 MPs out of 650 voted against military action. Such was that sort of lemming-like support amongst our politicians for this enterprise. But I suspect that now, today's report, that there is a presence of al-Qaeda amongst the rebels, the reports that actually, you know, both sides have committed atrocities and they will probably get worse as time goes on. I think that politicians that have launched us into this, thinking it'll increase their popularity, if we're going to send in ground troops as well, who's to say we're not getting ourselves into yet another Afghanistan? And I think politically this decision will backfire very badly on them.
Well, I agree with you, but now we have Senator Lieberman and others saying this sets a precedent that any time people rebel in a country, whether it's a good country, bad, whatever, that now the UN will pass a resolution, and in less than 48 hours, the U.S. military was firing cruise missiles. NATO members were dropping bombs, England and France and others. I mean, this is incredible that our Congress
I mean, at least in England, you guys, you know, had a vote on it. Our Congress, I know the UK Independence Party is always talking about how 70%+ of the laws that govern England now, you don't even get to vote on in the British Parliament.
No.
Well, here, Obama didn't even consult Congress when the law says they've got to give a declaration of war, or at least an authorization of force, and our own Congress barely even batted an eye at becoming vestigial or ceremonial.
Well, I mean, you know, you are being very badly let down, aren't you, by your congressmen? I mean, they should be standing up and screaming and shouting. Their job is to represent people. Their job is to represent the democratic will. Their job is to have a check and a balance on the executive. And they're clearly, in America right at the moment, totally failing in their duty. And, you know, this idea that we've got to support rebellions wherever they may be. I mean, is anybody seriously suggesting that if there's a major uprising in Saudi Arabia and the Saudis shoot a couple of hundred, that we're going to start bombing Saudi Arabia? I mean, are we about to launch our own version of jihad against every regime, every Arab state? I mean, it's absolutely insane. And I cannot for the life of me. I mean, we've been in Afghanistan for over 10 years. There is no end in sight whatsoever. I cannot believe that public opinion will put up in Britain, America, or France with us getting involved in a whole series of military conflicts across the Middle East. I think the whole thing is absolutely crazy.
Well, you're pointing out how just wild and out of control this is, this new military adventurism, but it's being hailed all over the European papers, U.S. papers, British papers, as the New World Order, that this is the new cover for, I guess, globalist imperialism, is that they quietly finance rebellions, they use al-Qaeda, they tell us al-Qaeda is now good, right out of 1984, and now they're saying, yes, rise up against your government, and we'll do a no-fly zone. They're openly debating in our news, all over the news channels, how we need to go ahead and attack Syria. I mean, this is starting to look like the makings of bigger than a regional war. This looks like how World War One or World War Two started.
Well, yeah, you know, it's odd, isn't it? You never quite know what will catalyze a bigger conflict. What I do know is that, you know, when World War One started and World War Two started, the massive populations in the countries supported the basic aims of the war, all right? Now, the point about this is, whatever the media are saying, whatever the mainstream media are saying, whatever our politicians in Westminster are voting for, however much your congressmen bury their own heads in the sand, you know, I've seen, I mean, there was an opinion poll out in Britain this morning that showed 7 out of 10 Britons are very worried about the Libyan adventure and deeply concerned that we shouldn't get ourselves further embroiled. So I just don't believe there's public support for this. And, you know, there comes a break point with this, doesn't there? I mean, governments can get away with a hell of a lot. They can lie to us, they can rob us, they can do all sorts of things. But in the end, they have to have consent of some kind. Otherwise, what we're going to see are rebellions of our own in our own countries, and people will take to the streets and say, we do not wish to get embroiled in regional or possibly even global conflict.
Well, that's my next point. Member of European Union Parliament Nigel Farage, former leader of the UK Independence Party in England. Look, we have 30 million illegal aliens in this country. The Marxist Ford Foundation universities do teach the Southwest, bought from Mexico, from Texas to California, is owned by Mexico. There are open calls for rebellion. I know there's giant immigrant populations in Europe that routinely burn large areas to the ground. What would happen under this new UN precedent if they rose up and began burning cities? Would we then see the Russians or the Chinese under the UN, who are members, come here into a no-fly zone and attack us? Now, obviously, that's absurd, but that's the precedent that's being set here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right, and I think that, I mean, we have some very large Muslim populations in European countries. Mercifully, the vast majority of them are absolutely peaceful and democratic, but we have got some very dangerous minorities. My feeling is that by going to war in the Middle East, all we are likely to do is to give the extremists an excuse And so you could see two types of demonstration going on in these countries. Firstly, you could see, as you say, Muslim extremists, you know, getting back, and we shouldn't forget that the last time we bombed the Colonel back in the mid-80s, it wasn't very long before a 747 landed on the village of Lockerbie.
Tell you what, stay there. Final segment, Nigel Farage back in just a few minutes.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Okay, we've only got 5 minutes left with UK member of the EU Parliament, Nigel Farage. By the way, the Liberty Movement, I was just talking to him during the break, is exploding all over Europe, and not just England. Their party is expanding. Back on May 6th of last year, a horrible, devastating plane crash. The pilot barely survived. Nigel was torn up really bad, but he's back. I tell you, talk about stiff upper lip. Nigel, finishing up with the terror card, they've said, yes, we're bombarding Gaddafi and blowing up infrastructure, And if he fights back in any way, it's terrorism. And they're talking about that legitimizing a ground invasion if there's any type of terror attack. I wonder if some groups might allow crazies to do something or might open the door. Who knows?
Well, they do seem to be very keen to put in ground troops, don't they?
Yes.
You know, I mean, we've already had the SAS there for some time. That we know for a fact. We've got the British Royal Marines getting ready to go. You've got a corps getting ready to go. It's almost as if our governments are looking for an excuse to put in ground troops. And I think, you know, I mean, I really feel that we have got to put pressure on our politicians, real pressure on our politicians. And I think if there's any prospect of some major escalation of us getting involved in a huge, huge conflict across the Middle East, we got to take to the streets. We got to take to the streets, millions of us. And we've got to march and we've got to say, not in my name. We do not give consent for endless war and endless conflict, especially because whether it's, you know, Al-Qaeda and the rebels or Gaddafi, I mean, they may both be as bad as each other, and clearly it's not in our national interest to get involved in these conflicts.
Well, we're now hearing from Obama and others that this is a great moment for globalism, for the New World Order, where the UN gives the orders and our militaries go in. I mean, is this not more of this expansion of undemocratic power similar to how the EU runs England?
Yes, it is a classic case of what we call the beneficial crisis. Whenever there's a crisis, it's used by big government, it's used by supranational global government as an excuse to say, look, we're doing the right thing, and to take more powers and to further rob us of our democracy. This, perhaps what is happening now, looks like the most extreme example of it that we've had to date, and we've got to resist. We've got, as I said earlier, we've got to take to the streets. We've got to withdraw our democratic consent from politicians who are not prepared to stand up and fight this.
Well, notice a few weeks ago, Obama didn't even want to give a speech or comment on Libya, and they reported that he had to give this speech last night and that it was, quote, a hard sell because people aren't for it. Then I saw a Reuters poll claiming that 60%+ supported it, but then I read the poll. It just asked, you know, what option you thought they should use in war. It didn't even let people have a decision to say no.
Yeah, well, as I say, overnight in Britain, there's a poll out being conducted by one of our TV channels showing that 7 out of 10 people in Britain are deeply worried and want no further escalation. And I would reckon that's a pretty accurate opinion poll amongst ordinary people. Sadly, amongst our so-called mainstream media and politicians, that message hasn't yet got through. It's got to.
Now, Nigel, I'm going to put on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners, they can just search the term Herman Von Rimpey, Muammar Gaddafi, and they'll see the photos of the hugging and the shaking hands and the rest of it. But politicians in England and other countries that were cozy to Hitler early on, they were excoriated and removed or just resigned. But we're not seeing resignations by Labour Party that's been lavishing Gaddafi in England. We're not seeing any of these EU pimps like Sarkozy or Rumpy stepping down. In fact, they're grandstanding and quite proud of the fact that just months ago they were lip-locked with him. Are you calling for them to resign?
I am. Of course I am. I mean, I think their hypocrisy beggars belief. But, you know, sometimes these things take a bit longer. I mean, your comment about Hitler is, of course, right. I mean, virtually the entire upper class of Britain were taken in by Herr Hitler, thought he was absolutely wonderful. The BBC thought he was terrific. Our king even went to visit him. Our parliament thought he was wonderful. And Churchill, Winston Churchill, at about 20... backbench members of parliament were derided as being insane, eccentric, warmongers. In the end, they were right. And in the end, the bad guys lost their jobs. And I think the same is going to happen again. It just may take a little bit longer than we'd like.
Well, the comparison is certainly there. I mean, if they're going to say Gaddafi's this devil, but then be prancing around with him just months ago, they need to resign. I mean, this is outrageous.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is sickening hypocrisy in every way. At the moment, they are being allowed to get away with it. And I look at our mainstream news channels across here, and nobody is asking the right questions. It's all being presented on our TV screens as if we're doing some wonderful social good. The rebels are the good guys. Gaddafi is the bad guy. As we've learned today, it isn't as simple as that. And again, you know, to get change, we've got to be prepared to stand up and shout.
Absolutely. UKIP.org. Nigel Farage, member of European Parliament. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be back, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, the news site, InfoWars.com, the news site as well. Now, that was our only guest for the day, U.K. Member of Parliament Nigel Farage, U.K. European Union Member of Parliament Nigel Farage, with that key information. Now, I want to go over what's happened in Libya, what this means for global government, what the clear strategy and deceptive stratagem and gambit is designed to do. After I play Senator Rand Paul's response to Obama last night, then I'm going to shift gears into the nuclear disaster, Japan on maximum alert, confirming the news that came out 2 days ago of 100,000 times safe levels of radioactivity coming out, getting into the groundwater of Japan. And the evacuation of many areas of Japan is accelerating. The U.S. military is quietly trying to force many Americans out of Japan. They are covering up. I mean, it's coming out in the mainstream media, but they're not focusing on it. And they're announcing how critical it is, but then not pointing out to the general public and not giving the attention to it that it deserves. They're just calmly talking about it like it's no big deal. And it's a huge, huge issue to the economy, to the Japanese people, to not just the economy of Japan, but worldwide. I've got a lot of police state news. I've got globalist bid to ban cars as part of Plantopolis agenda. They're already teaching school kids in Europe and the U.S. that they're going to ban cars soon. The head of the Transportation Department last year did say in the New York Times that cars are the enemy, that all these agendas are anti-car, that they do want to increase fuel prices, that they do want to shut down our coal-powered system, so we're completely dependent on the globalist. Obama pushing to legalize the illegal aliens and continue the North American Union merger. The feds are moving to throw out Jesse Ventura's lawsuit against the TSA. He is scheduled to be on next week. We need to double confirm that because he's just now about to get back to the U.S. from Mexico. All of that is coming up. And in the second and third hour today, we're going to have wide open telephones. But I don't want you to have to sit there on hold. At the start of the next hour, I will give the number out. Everybody's welcome to call in then with any item, any news story, anything you wish to discuss. But I wanted to, before I go into some of Obama's speech and the things he said last night, I wanted to have Senator Rand Paul, who's trying to cut the spending by $500 billion when the rest are only pushing for $100 billion, who is pushing to abolish the Federal Reserve or at least audit it, who is against these new wars, who is really proving to be a chip off the old block from his father and, quite frankly, out of the gates, an even better speaker. Very exciting to see Rand Paul and the work that he's doing. Of course, he plays along a bit with the narrative about Al-Qaeda and why are we backing Al-Qaeda. They are backing Al-Qaeda, but he's saying, well, these are the people that attacked us. Well, actually, British SAS got caught in 2006. London Guardian reported dressed up as Al-Qaeda shooting Shiites to get sectarian war going in Basra. Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs. Al-Qaeda was used to attack, the Russians. Al-Qaeda, led by Anwar al-Awlaki, is working for the Pentagon, AP, Fox News, running all the major attacks in the U.S. and Europe. And he's always protected. Just like Rashroon Aswat was caught, and it was in the major British papers, being MI6 running the 7-7 attacks. See, a lot of times they have moron-level real jihadists who don't know they're working for globalists who are funding them and posing with their big beards and, and their turbans and giving them the money. In other cases, they think they're taking part in anti-terror drills. They're given satchels or they're told to do drills on aircraft, and then you know the rest of the story. And that's come out time and time again. Operation Northwoods talks about how to frame patsies in bombings of U.S. cities, hijack jets, shootings that the Pentagon would carry out with troops dressed up as foreign enemies as a pretext to basically destroy the Republic. You see, look at third world countries. Look at Rome with Julius Caesar. Look at Hitler. They always use the military in the name of fighting an outside threat to take over. Burning their own Reichstag, February 27th, 1933. 1939, Gleiwitz to launch the attack on Poland. In the German documents, the Germans on the Polish border took a few prisoners of a concentration camp, dressed them up in Polish uniforms, shot them, dressed a few up in German uniforms, shot them, and then shot newsreels at the Poles with their horse-drawn artillery, had attacked the military communications base. And you know what happened next. See, people just think Hitler just attacked Poland. Go read the history. He attacked when the Poles launched a sneak attack. It's the oldest trick in the book. And the people running our country are the terrorists. They're not our government. They're not legitimate. They are doing everything they can to destroy this republic. Don't forget that. And they are sifting through the military and police ranks and corporate ranks with InfraGuard and the clergy's ranks to find people that want to be anti-American spies, terrorists, controllers for the full martial law takeover that they're setting up. And if you don't think it can't happen here, Major General Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, who'd overthrown countless third-world countries for the gunboat diplomacy system that our country had then back in the 20s and 30s, he was approached by Prescott Bush, by the Harrimans, by others. There were congressional hearings on this to lead a group of 500,000 former and current military and police who'd already been recruited to overthrow the U.S. government and merge with Hitler. You just heard Nigel Farage, member of the European Union Parliament from England, talk about the majority of the British government wanted to merge with Hitler. This was a major move. But instead, the equally bad socialists positioned themselves to then fight against Hitler when they'd actually been involved financing him from the beginning. This is the extremely sophisticated strategy of the New World Order. They call it full spectrum dominance. That doesn't just mean air, land, sea, communications, but info war. But they use the weapon of lies. We use the far more powerful weapon of truth. But full spectrum dominance means controlling all sides, funding the foreign armies, funding the terrorists. It goes back to the Rothschilds and others going back over 300 years, financing both sides in every major European conflict. Who wins? They do. This is the system. And as soon as you figure that out, you understand it all. Then it makes perfect sense. Again, how long have I told you Al-Qaeda works for the West? Now they're out in the open going, yeah, they're Al-Qaeda. So what? Yeah, Saudi Arabia shipping in weapons. So what? Forget about it. Move along. Nothing to see here. All right, here is Rand Paul's a little five-minute response to Obama's ridiculous grandstanding speech. He's the big humanitarian with all these wars. Here it is.
The President of the United States often faces unforeseeable dilemmas that demand tough decisions based on reliable intelligence. The recent events in Libya presented President Obama with such a scenario, but how our Commander-in-Chief chose to handle this new dilemma raises serious questions about his understanding of constitutional checks and balances. Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi is every bit the madman Ronald Reagan once said he was, but are the rebels' adherence to Jeffersonian democracy or bin Laden's radical jihad? In 2007, then-candidate Obama said that the president does not have power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual or imminent threat to the nation. I agree with the candidate Obama. Unfortunately, President Obama has failed to heed his own advice. He has ignored our Constitution and engaged us in a military conflict without congressional debate and approval. What imminent threat did Gaddafi or Libya pose to the United States? Obviously, the decision to take military action of this magnitude is something that should not be taken lightly and should first require determining whether it is in the United States' vital national interests. Over the weekend, even Defense Secretary Robert Gates admitted that America has no vital interest in Libya. Our brave men and women in uniform are patriotic defenders of our nation. They are members of the greatest military in the world, and in times of war, I am confident of their willingness and ability to ensure that our vital interests are protected. But they should not be asked to be nation builders or the world's policemen, and they should serve in wars authorized and called for by the United States Congress, not the United Nations. At the moment, there are uprisings taking place across the Middle East. The problem with sending U.S. military to help rebels in Libya or anywhere else is that we are taking sides in a conflict and on behalf of a people whom we know nothing about. When or if there is regime change in Libya, what kind of leadership exactly will replace Gaddafi? Who are the Libyan rebels exactly? The Daily Telegraph reported over the weekend that some Libyan rebel leaders now claim they have members of Al-Qaeda within their ranks and are glad to have them. Why do we have American soldiers, our best and bravest, helping people in Libya who may be the very same people we ask our military to fight in Afghanistan and Iraq? Intervening in a civil war in a tribal society in which our government admits that we have no vital interest to help people we do not know simply does not make any sense. Libyan society is complicated, and we simply do not know enough about the potential outcomes or leaders to know if this will end up in the interest of the United States or if we are in fact helping to install a radical Islamic government in place of a secular dictatorship. Of even more lasting concern is how our troops were committed to this battle by President Obama. The Founding Fathers understood the seriousness of war and thus included in our Constitution a provision stating that only Congress can declare war. The decision to wage war should not be taken cavalierly. As Madison wrote, "The Constitution supposes what the history of all governments demonstrates, that the executive is the branch of power most interested in war and most prone to it. It has accordingly, with studied care, vested the question of war in the legislature." If President Obama had consulted Congress, as our Constitution requires him to do, perhaps we could have debated these questions before hastily involving ourselves in yet another Middle Eastern conflict. While the president is the commander of our armed forces, he is not a king. He may involve those forces in military conflict only when authorized by Congress or in response to an imminent threat. Neither was the case here. We are already in two wars that we are not paying for. We are waging war across the Middle East on a credit card, one whose limit is rapidly approaching. We already borrow money from countries like China to pay for our wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Should we continue borrowing money and saddling future generations with debt to pay for our current actions in Libya? The subtext to the president's speech concerning Libya tonight was, what if we had done nothing? But a better question might be, what if helping Libya's interests actually hurts America's interests? What if we are sending our military to places where we might actually be helping the same terrorists we fight in other countries? It's time that we re-examine these policies by once again consulting the Constitution on such matters and the common sense principles that made this country great. We can no longer afford to spend what we don't have, and we can't afford to address every other nation's problems before we address our own. Over the coming days and weeks, Congress will force President Obama to confront these questions. Our brave young men and women have answered the call of duty time and time again over the past decade. Our soldiers deserve, at the very least, that before we send them into a third war, that Congress, the People's House, deliberate, debate, and decide whether this war is in our vital national interests. Thank you for listening tonight, and God bless the United States of America.
All right, that's Senator Rand Paul laying it all out. Here are some of the headlines. Washington Times, anti-genocide advocate credits Obama for Libyan uprising. Well, no kidding. Western powers, run by the bankers, went in there and started this whole thing. Just like they admit they started Egypt to kick out their old dictator. And now they've completely banned all protesting, the Financial Times of London has reported, and they're reportedly raping the women. Just like they kicked Saddam, their old propped-up dictator, out and put in new corrupt systems that are enslaving the people of Iraq. The globalists don't want liberty or freedom in place, and they've lied to us and said this isn't a war, it's a kinetic military action. They've said, oh, we don't want ground troops, we want a humanitarian force on the ground, as British Marines mass in ships and U.S. Marines mass in ships, and the Marines have gotten the internal memo and haven't even been told to lie. Their officers have come out even a week ago and again today and said, yeah, we're preparing to land. We're preparing to go in. They're massing troops off the coast and still telling you it's not a war as they bomb the daylights out of the country every single day. Now, you think about that. Even if you're for this war, they're lying to you. I mean, do you like being lied to? This is about global government and setting the precedent that the globalists can institute a rebellion with their operatives in a country. Sure, a lot of the folks are mad, have a reason to be angry. They join in, and the globalists can then take over country after country. And here's what's in the news today. The globalists have already in the East set up a new central bank controlled by the IMF and World Bank and a new oil company to basically give the globalists the oil to then fund the ongoing rebel operations. They're already doing it. When the Serbs got bombed into submission, they then accepted a foreign central bank. They then accepted the loan sharking loans to get them into debt. Whether these countries are good, bad, whatever they are, the issue is the global imperium is going in and taking over every sovereign country left on earth, marching towards Damascus and Syria, openly talking about no-fly zones and invasions there in the south, openly talking about going into Iran. 2.5 years ago, the globalists admittedly launched those rebellions in Iran, trying to overthrow that government, hoping that that government would then launch military attacks back or terror attacks so they could take more of our liberties here and launch a bigger war. I mean, you can see how the New World Order is going to take over countries now. They just fund some rebels, then say they're humanitarians. They could even be Al-Qaeda. We're told they're the good guys. You're not for Al-Qaeda. You're with the terrorist. This is how crazy this is. This is how unconstitutional this is. This is how dumb the system thinks you are. But Obama last night, again, strongly defended the military action. The Associated Press calls it a war that's been launched. I thought it's a kinetic military action. Obama says Libyan civilian massacre would have stained world conscience, kind of like the UN organized massacre we now learn. They didn't just stand by. They ran it in Rwanda to get rid of the Christians. You mean like that one? Hundreds of thousands dead. Again, here's Reuters. U.S. says Libyan rebels may sell oil. They're setting up their new globalist-run oil company. Here's another one. Wow, that was fast, by the Economic Collapse blog at Infowars.com. Libyan rebels have already established a new central bank of Libya. Oh, guess what? Gaddafi had their own government-run bank. It wasn't run by foreign bankers. Oh, look at Ireland. It's been taken over by foreign banks now. The head of their Federal Reserve said it was good to, quote, be run by foreign banks. Yes, it's good. Radiation's good for you. Tyranny's good for you. TSA sticking their hands down your pants is good for you. Not having freedom is good for you. Having foreign banks own you is good for you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break to get into the reactors.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
So bottom line, this entire invasion is the New World Order globalist model to invade and take countries over. If they can't have rebels overthrow the government outright, and that fails, then they back it up with military action. And that's all that's happening here, and it's a huge destabilization program, and it sets the precedent for other countries, not just what happened with Serbia, but the United States, you name it. If the UN says, hey, we like these rebels, even if they're Al-Qaeda or illegal aliens, whatever the case is, we're going to support this happening, and your government has no authority. It is a huge, huge development, and on top of it, we have the president not even consulting the Congress. Just amazing that this is happening. We're going to have open phones on Libya, on the dollar, on George Soros, openly announcing a new Bretton Woods II at the original hotel resort where the dollar was set up as the world reserve currency. They're having all the big banking heads come to decide how to move away from the dollar. That's in the Wall Street Journal. You name it. This is openly happening. The war is being used as a distraction for the imploding economy. We've got all that news and information we're going to be covering. And going back to what is currently unfolding in Japan, now 17 days into this crisis, Japan on maximum alert over nuclear plant. Their prime minister has come out and said that they are on maximum alert because of 100,000 times safe levels of uranium, plutonium, now getting into the ground and groundwater. Just horrible news. But, I mean, we knew this weeks ago. They're pumping in seawater on top of these five reactors. They can't get electricity hooked back up because even though they ran a new electricity line that was knocked over by the tsunami and earthquake, that the pumps are all smashed. They've now had to, again, pull back the workers because the radiation is so high that you get a lethal dose in 5 hours. You get 1,000 millisieverts an hour. That's 5,000 in 5 hours. This situation is out of control. And if you've got five reactors that have partially melted down or exploded and fuel rods thrown in every different direction, what do you think is going to happen if they can't even get the crews in there to try to even dump concrete on it? And besides, below that is the groundwater table. Large areas of Japan are going to be uninhabitable. And you criticize it. George Monbiot, the big liberal world population reduction rock star, comes out and says you're an idiot and that he loves nuclear power now. Just nonsensical in your face. No intellectual debate. He's the boss. You must do what he says. Ann Coulter on the fake right. Same thing. It's good for you. Shut up. You're crazy. You won't get cancer now. Yeah, 5 hours of this, and you got a 50% chance of dying in just a few weeks, even the Washington Post admits. But let's just forget all that, because Ann Coulter and the nuclear lobby and Monbiot on the left, they say it's fine. They wave their magic wand, and if you don't like radiation now, if you think DU's bad for the troops, if you don't want the military to have a shooting range outside your town using it and getting into your groundwater, you're bad. You're bad. You're bad for being informed. You're bad for caring. You're bad for actually doing research. Just sit down, shut up, breathe deeply, give water to your kids, fill with radiation. It's fun. It's nutritious. Let the TSA put you in their baking machines, their microwave machines. Doesn't matter if they lied about the radiation levels as well. Doesn't matter if it's leaking out and splattering the people that work at the TSA. Just magic wand. It's good for you. Globalism's good for you. NAFTA and GATT's good for you. Don't you like it, folks? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Masses of important news, key video and audio clips. Your phone call straight ahead in hour number two. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.